listener production.
Hey, it's Madeline Larson here with the news briefing. More pain at our hip pockets. Anyone on basic contracts can expect their gas bill to rise between 16 to 38% next year. Households are expected to see them go up by $500 a year, while for small businesses, it's a bigger hit at 68%. Meantime, the ACCC has warned health insurance premiums are set to rise in 2023 too due to labour shortages and rising wage costs. Well, the pollies return to Parliament today with the Industrial Relations Bill set to become law. The legislation includes allowing multi-employer strikes and a review of wage awards, hoped to boost our pay packets. It passed the Senate overnight, but the House of Reps will have to return today to give it the final tick. The fate of former Sydney schoolteacher Chris Dawson will be decided today as he faces sentencing over the murder of his wife, Lynette. The 74-year-old was found guilty of the 1982 murder back in August and is due to appear in the New South Wales Supreme Court. He could be facing life in prison and won't be eligible for parole unless he reveals where her body is. The Prime Minister will today meet with his Finnish counterpart. It marks the first time a Finnish Prime Minister has visited Australian soil. Sanna Marin's told ABC she has a few talking points in mind.
European Union and Australia are negotiating and trying to get, for example, the free trade agreement. And I think this will be one of the top issues that we will discuss.
And the trailer for Prince Harry and Meghan's controversial Netflix doco has dropped overnight. It delves into their life as part of the royal family.
When the stakes were this high, doesn't it make more sense to hear our story from us?
A shock statement from Argentina ahead of Sunday's clash with our Socceroos at the FIFA World Cup. The Argentinian coach said his side are not favourites for the round of 16 battle. And anyone who thinks a match against Australia is easy are wrong. Meantime, Belgium has been bundled out of the World Cup after the world number two drew nil all with Croatia this morning. Morocco beat Canada 2-1. And in cricket, Australia is looking promising with the West Indies to begin day three, the first test at none for 74. Taking a quick look at weather across the country, patchy showers for Brisbane, a top of 23, showers easing for the Gold Coast and windy. A possible shower for Sydney, 23 the max also, mostly sunny for Melbourne, a top of 23 too. Partly cloudy for Hobart, 21 the max, sunny for Adelaide and 28, blue skies for Perth 2 and 25. Educate yourself on the dangers of the dark web and those who operate there. Search for the Children in the Pictures podcast, available now via the Listener app.
The Science Briefing, a new podcast about the science of everything. From coral reefs recovering from bleaching.
If the stresses stop, then the algae can come back and the coral can start to recover.
To monkeypox conspiracy theories.
So this idea that the AstraZeneca vaccine makes chimps sick and therefore would make humans sick is baseless.
Search The Science Briefing or download the Listener app now to listen for free. Listener.